Did shake and became as dead men. But the angel of the Lord appeared and proclaimed, fear not. Take that around again. And the angel of the Lord appeared and said, fear not. Sopranos, all rise. All rise.
Take a few moments because we have decided that the streets will not have our babies. Hallelujah. That we're going to train our children in the way they should go. So as they move to their Resurrection Sunday message, we want to give them an opportunity based on their ages. Go to your area to get your instructions this morning. We will not allow the world to teach our children. We're going to teach our children an abundant life. Thank you, God. Amen. The children are half the congregation. That's our future. Our future. Amen. These are the ones that will take care of us at some point. Amen. Thank you, God. Almost there you are. Our children are making their exit. But this is an intentional plan of our church. I'm thankful that my mom took me to church. It's the best gift that she had ever given me. As I said, we did not grow up with material wealth. She didn't give us a lot of things, but she gave us the word. The word. And the word makes the difference. Let us pray. Our Father and our God. Lord, we thank you for this special Sunday, Lord God. And we acknowledge, God, it's all about you and Jesus. And we are so grateful. Because of Jesus, we can be forgiven. And we can be made right with you. The Bible says if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us, God. And on this Resurrection Sunday, God, we say thank you for your forgiveness, Lord God. Now, God, if there be in anything, God, in me that's not like you, I pray now that you would take it away, God, that I may hear clearly from thee. God, if you give it to me, Lord, I will speak it boldly before your people. God, we have gathered here on this Resurrection Sunday as a body of Christ, God. So allow your Holy Spirit to move through this place and meet the needs of your people, God. So Holy Spirit, let your presence, your power, your anointing, your glory be felt throughout this entire building. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Resurrection Sunday, amen. And we're moving to a familiar passage of scripture as found in the gospel according to Matthew. So as they are still getting the children centered, we ask that you stand and go to the gospel according to Matthew, and let's see what God has for us this morning. As you get to the Gospel of Matthew, I'm going to ask that you go to the 28th chapter of Matthew. We're going to read, and I'm going to read, and I ask you to follow along in your Bibles, chapter 28, verse 1 through 8. I believe the choir has given us this message in song, but I'm going to read it for your hearing in obedience to God this morning. I will be reading from the NIV Bible, Matthew 28, starting with the first verse and going down to verse 8, unless the Holy Spirit changed some things. Amen. So this is how it reads in the NIV Bible. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. The Bible says his appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said." He said, "Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." You may be seated. "Now I have told you." But I will read verse 8. "So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples." Amen. Amen and amen. This is such a special Sunday in the life of the Christian church. It is the basis of our belief. So the message entitled, the message that God has for our church is entitled, "Because of the Resurrection." Because of the resurrection. Four words. Because of the resurrection. Now, I pray that I can just go through this calmly, but my heart, and I just want to shout and thank God for what he's done just for me. Because of the resurrection. Hallelujah. But our morning text is written by Matthew, who was a former hated tax collector, who experienced the transforming and forgiving power of Jesus. And he became one of the 12 disciples. He was one of those disciples who walked and talked with Jesus. And because he believed in God and what he was doing through Jesus, Matthew penned this book around AD 60. Basically to prove at that time to the Jewish people that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah and the promised king. This morning text is very familiar to many of you. It is read often in most Christian churches on Resurrection Sunday. But church, I want you to believe this, that it is still relevant to us today. Because our Bible tells us this, and if you're a believer, you believe what the Word says. The Bible says all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And this word that Matthew wrote is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. This word written by Matthew is written to correct us when we are wrong and correct us and tell us what is right. God uses his divine word to prepare and equip his people to do every good work here on earth. Let the church say amen. So we go back to this old passage of scripture. And I pray that you would listen with spiritual ears. Don't assume that you already heard every Easter message that can possibly be preached. I've heard the preachers read this before. So I'm just waiting till I can get out to my Easter resurrection dinner. But I'm asking the church this morning to open your spiritual ears and hear what thus says the Lord for the church today. And it starts by telling us that the Sabbath ended on Saturday at sundown. The Bible says that then there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, going to the tomb, rolled it back, and had a seat on it. See, I want you to understand the purpose of this, rolling the stone away. The stone was not rolled away from the tomb to allow Christ to get out of it. It was rolled away to allow men and women to look into it and see that it was empty. See, Jesus was gone. God from heaven he rose Jesus up from the dead. As he said. See, this is for believers. See, this is an unusual story. The stone was rolled away because God knew the women would be coming. So the Bible says early on Sunday morning, the two Marys rose up early on Sunday morning, going to the tomb. Both of these women had been at the cross and they had witnessed the crucifixion. Help me, Holy Spirit. They had followed Joseph of Arimathea as he carried Jesus' body for burial. So they knew where Jesus was. We must admire these women. Early, devoted to Christ. God awarded them and allowed them to be the first to see the empty tomb and hear the resurrection story, to carry the gospel. The angel told the women, "Don't you be afraid. For I know you seek Jesus, who was crucified." The Bible tells us the angel told them, "He is not here." Help me, Holy Spirit. He has risen. He is alive. Now go quickly and tell his disciples. Tell the disciples the good news. He has risen from the dead and he's going on ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. The first witnesses trusted with the resurrection story. were these women. Hallelujah. The religious leaders back in chapter 27 took Jesus' resurrection claims more serious than I believe even the disciples. Because of his claims, they were afraid of Jesus after his death. Even more so, I believe, than when he was alive. And they had reason to be, church, because truly he was the Son of God. So they took every precaution that his body would remain in that tomb. See, the Pharisees were afraid of Jesus' prediction about his resurrection that he was going to get up. So they placed guards outside of the tomb to ensure that they could keep Jesus in their grave. With such precautions, the only way the tomb could be empty would be Jesus had to raise up from the dead. He had to get up and leave that place. So what the Pharisees failed to understand, that no rock, no seal, no guard, no army, nothing could keep Jesus from getting up from that grave. They could put all the precautions in place that they wanted. But God raised him up to complete his destiny. Nothing could stop Jesus from moving in the power and the authority that had been granted him by the Father. So the rocks were a waste of time. The guards were a waste of time because the Father was about his business, you all. And the Pharisees truly did not realize who he was. This was God's divine plan in motion for all of us. Jesus was just fulfilling the prophecies, you all. His mission was completed here on earth. So he had to get up and go on back to the Father. Let the believers say amen. Church, this Resurrection Sunday truly is the central message of our faith. Our church is built on the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. See, we talk about Good Friday, but see, Good Friday is not the end of the story. Jesus had to get up for us, that we may be resurrected from some of our stuff. See, there are many religions out there, but only Christianity has a God who became human, literally died for his people, and was raised from the dead with all power and authority in his hands. If you believe it, let the church say amen. So I want to leave some thoughts with you this morning. Because of the resurrection, because Christ got up from the dead, we know that the kingdom of heaven had burst into the earthly realm. Believers, we are part of that redemption story. God's almighty power destroying sin, creating new lives, preparing Jesus for the second coming. Because, church, of the resurrection, we know that death has been conquered. We too will be raised from the dead at some point. The Bible says, oh death, help me, Holy Spirit, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting? See, the resurrection helps us find meaning in tragedy. No matter what's happening in our lives and what we're going through, the resurrection gives us hope for the future. Church, this is good news. This is good news. This is good news with all the world filled with these problems, filled with hatred. Come on, help me, somebody. Conflict, anger, racism, murder, homelessness, name the thing, hungriness. Sickness, depression, anxiety, I don't know what your issue is, moral decay, fornication, people calling wrong right, you don't know I'm right, ignoring the word of God for personal gain, acting as though they are accountable to no one. The good news is God raised Jesus from that tomb. Jesus got up that we may be forgiven of all our sins. I don't know what the Holy Spirit said. Just pause there. Somebody needs to forgive themselves this morning. Somebody has to understand because of the resurrection, you can be forgiven this morning. Because of the resurrection, chains can be broken. I don't know who needs to hear this, but because of the resurrection, God wants you to know you are forgiven. Forgive yourself and move on in your destiny. Because of the resurrection and the power of the Holy Spirit within us. Church, you can live out your destiny. Do not get stuck in a weary place. I don't know what anybody is telling you, but you don't have to stay in that place. People will talk about us. Friends even talk about us, family. But you can hold on to this because of the resurrection. You can get up because God got Jesus up. See, this story was so important for the church that even Mark put it in writing. Luke wrote it and John wrote. It's a relevant message for the people of God because we get caught up in the worldly stuff. And sometimes we can't find our way out. But because of the resurrection, you don't have to stay down. God is saying, somebody, you can get up this morning because Jesus got up. Hallelujah. See, it's just so many things in my heart, but God is saying someone here hasn't even forgiven themselves this morning. And I have to go with the Holy Spirit. God said, release it today to me. Because of the resurrection, you don't have to hold on to it any longer. Because of the resurrection, you've been set free. Because of the resurrection, you can have peace with God and with man. Because of the resurrection, hallelujah. Because of the resurrection, and because Christ still lives, you can let go of your grief, your disappointment, whatever you're going through. The angel told the women, do not be afraid. So sometimes we get stuck in a place of fear. And I've said it before, fear is public enemy number one for the Christian. Because God has already given us his word. But we begin to react like the world. God is saying, there is nothing to be afraid of. I'm still God, and I'm the God that raised Jesus from the dead. I don't know who this is for. He's saying, be anxious for nothing this morning. I've done it all through Jesus. Hallelujah. I've done it all through Jesus. So because of the resurrection, you go to the scripture and say, you'll see, lo, I'll be with you always. That's what he said. He said, fear not, be not dismayed. I don't know what y'all are going through, but this resurrection Sunday, God said, let go of it. Begin to resurrect some positive things in your life. Don't you fear your future, because God has already done all that he's going to do for us. He sent Jesus. He raised Jesus from the dead that we may be whole and that we may be healed. Remember what he told the women. He said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You're looking for Jesus. He's not here. Jesus got up out of this place. Jesus had to get up. He had to get up so that we will be forgiven, so that we will be whole, that we will be delivered, you all, through all this mess, all this stuff we create for ourselves. You all do it to yourselves. But God knew we were going to make some mistakes. So he sent Jesus. Hallelujah. Because of the resurrection. I'm not going to hold you long because I know some of you all want to get out of here. You got a lot to do. But I just want you to leave this with you in your spirit. Because of the resurrection. I don't know how to even, God help me. Because of the resurrection, you can truly lay down your burdens. Because of the resurrection, you can be all God has called you to be. Because of the resurrection, you can truly walk in your destiny. So often when I look at some of the members of Abundant Life, it appears that they're just struggling from day to day with life. And all I want to leave with any of those persons is that it's because of the resurrection. You don't have to be in that place. Because of the resurrection, you can be whole. But the bottom line is this, you have to believe it. You have to believe this word. You can go from church to church to church. But if you do not believe this word, it won't matter. So God has not sent me here this morning to entertain anybody, but to tell the truth. Hallelujah. That because of the resurrection, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because of the resurrection, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of the resurrection, you truly can live an abundant life. So if anybody under the sound of my voice this morning, hallelujah, is still struggling with life, God is saying you just have to believe the word. And once you believe the word, you have to apply the word. Now Jesus said this, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you ask whatever, and it will be done for you. Because of the resurrection, hallelujah, you can let go of that pain and that shame and all that hurt. Because of the resurrection. Because of the resurrection, the evil plans plotted against you by the enemy, will fall because of the resurrection. Because of the resurrection, injustice and discrimination and wrongdoing have to get out of our way. Because of the resurrection. Holy Spirit, God is saying, is there something you need resurrected in your life this morning? If you abide in me and my word abide in you, just ask me. Do you want a closer walk with thee? Ask him. If you're hurting this morning, ask him. Whatever you are going through, hold on to this word. If you abide in him and my word abide in you, he said, you have some benefits. See, because of the resurrection, people of God, we do have benefits. The first one is God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Benefit. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save us. Benefit. God said, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Benefit. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. Benefit. See, I want the people here to understand, when you are a beneficiary and if you have a policy, somebody must die that you must get your benefit. So Jesus died so that we could get our benefit package, people of God. Jesus got up that we could benefit. Jesus got up so we could be forgiven of all our iniquities, healed from all our diseases. You all know that. Redeem our life from destruction. Crown us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Benefits. See, you can walk through this Bible with all the promises. Because of the resurrection, we have benefits. But God is saying, my people must believe it. See, that's the issue. We read, we talk, but we don't believe it. So do we have any believers in the house this morning? That because Jesus got up, you can get up this morning. Because Jesus died because he believed our messed up lives were worth saving. Benefit. See, it's just so many things in my heart because it is very simple. We just have to accept Jesus in our heart and believe it. And then we have a benefit package. Hallelujah. He got up, you all. Enjoy your benefits. Stop acting like the world with your head hung down. You have a lot to celebrate. Your God lives. He got up. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Come on. Because he lives, all fear is gone. But you got to believe it. Because he lives. I know who holds my future. Because he lives. Because of the resurrection, people of God, we are blessed and highly favored. I'm just going to end with that, but it's because of the resurrection. See, it's because of the resurrection we are here today. Because of the resurrection, you can walk in the power and authority that God has given you. Because of the resurrection, you can say, yes, I'm more than a conqueror through him who strengthens me. Because of the resurrection, you can turn to this Bible and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you know this word. And I say, if you know the word, then you must believe it. The devil knows the word. But people of God, you must believe it. And you must put it into action. And that's why we're a life application church. Amen. Because of the resurrection. Hallelujah, God. Because of the resurrection, your family is healed. Because of the resurrection, marriages are healed. Because of the resurrection, chains can be broken. But you must believe it. Hallelujah. So I ask you to stand all over the sanctuary. Do you understand the power of the resurrection? The power you have. That we truly can look to the hills with cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Because of the resurrection. God didn't want any of us to perish. He knew we couldn't get it right here on earth. So he sent Jesus. First of all, Jesus had to die to cover our mess and cover our sin. But the good news on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand. And because of that resurrection, you can have peace here on earth. You can have joy here on earth if you choose to. See, this faith walk is a choice. It's a choice. People choose not to believe, but that's their choice. So where do you stand this morning on this Resurrection Sunday? So I ask you.